There is indeed a world unseen, a world that exists all around us, all the time. And every now and again, for whatever reason, we catch a glimpse of it, and the dead get in. Good evening, everybody. Dr. G here. Like to thank you for tuning in to Spirit Tales and Magic. Throughout the day today, this is our fourth attempt at recording episode number 7 on our countdown. Now, I'm in the main part of this building completely by myself. Cassandra is isolated upstairs working on another project. She's behind a locked steel door that requires her to buzz you in to get into the place that she is. Now, about 50 feet from me, in another room, is an Echo Dot on the table. It's actually a little bigger than a dot. It's about the size of a softball. And if I were to call out right now for her, I'm not going to mention her name, but you know who she is. So if I call out for her, she can't hear me. Now, I've tried this like 4 or 5 times, so-and-so, and no response. But every time I start this podcast, it fires up and it has its own opinion about something that I've asked it, which I can assure you I have not asked it. If you add to that, the facility that this place sits in is closed. It's been in lockdown for about an hour. And it takes a special code that nobody has after hours but us to get in or out of here. But if you sit in the main room that overlooks it, which is where I usually do the podcast, sounds like there's half a dozen people outside, and there aren't. So having said all that, we are at number 7 on the countdown, which is called the Capitol Theater Haunting. And we're going to clarify something here. Many of my friends who listen know about the Capitol Theater in Wheeling, West Virginia. It, too, is a haunted theater in which I have a lot of history. My first standing ovation as a young illusionist was there. Some of my greatest moments as an illusionist occurred in that theater in dozens of paranormal events. And we're going to do a podcast on that Capitol Theater all on its own sometime soon. But I did not want the two confused, because the theater we're going to talk about now, number 7 on the countdown, is also currently called the Capitol Theater. Now, this Capitol Theater makes its home in Salt Lake City. It was built at 50 West, 200 South in downtown Salt Lake. I believe it was built around 1913. It was originally operated as a vaudeville house, and back then they called it the Orpheum Theater. That's another note. There are many cities who have an Orpheum Theater, a Capitol Theater, the Majestic Theater, the White Side. There were only so many names, I suppose, that they had for theaters back in the day. The building style of this theater is an Italian Renaissance. It was renamed the Capitol in 1927. Now, this podcast is about paranormal incidents that are witnessed by police. Inner Sheriff's Deputy Dave Murphy, who's a complete skeptic when it comes to anything paranormal. Well, that is until he worked security detail in the Capitol Theater in Salt Lake in 2012. Murphy was a guest of the sci-fi TV show Paranormal Witness, in which he detailed exactly what he and other officers had seen during their time in the theater. Murphy had originally just rubbished all claims of any paranormal, until he himself saw dark shadows moving through the walls one night He said the doors started to slam shut on their own when he knew that no one else is in the theater. Next, Mr. Murphy heard spectral voices and music. He claims to have eventually seen the specter itself appeared in the middle of the stage. On one occasion, Murphy even saw a woman dressed in period clothing. He believes that she was dressed in around early 1900s garb. He called to her and she vanished. The next time he saw her, he claimed to have seen her walk right through the wall, right past him in the control room where he was working. Murphy also went on to say that eventually the shadows he saw, the ones that he believed wanted him out of the building, actually physically attacked him. Blair Fuller, the administrative manager of the Salt Lake City Center for the Arts, also had experienced paranormal goings on in the building. For himself, the form of the elevator doors opening and closing, and theater doors opening and then slamming shut. Fuller believes that the main culprit of the haunting is the ghost of a 17-year-old girl who died in a fire at the theater in 1947. The theater did not undergo a major renovation after that until the year 1975, when they spent about $8.6 million. It was a pretty extensive remodel, and it may remain that way till around, I believe, 2013, when about $32 million was spent on yet another renovation, and again in 2019. The theater still stands today as one of the premier performing arts theaters in Salt Lake. No explanation has been offered by the people in charge of the theater or by the police department involved. There are continual calls to the theater. Alarms go off at night, motion alarms. Police arrive and no one is there. To this day, the paranormal events in the theater continue. What's your spooky place? Do you have a theater, church, a grocery store? Is it a small playhouse or particular movie cinema that makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up? We would really love to hear about that if you have one. And we'll keep reporting them to you as we find them. We'll continue on our countdown tomorrow, as promised. Until then, my friends, thank you for listening. Give us a share and let some folks know about the podcast. And we'll see you inside your mind. Good night.